This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
U.S. exports of cotton and cotton products have increased under the provisions of the Andean Trade Promotion and Drug Eradication Act. However, approval of the FTA will enhance U.S. competitiveness and benefit farmers and manufacturers by removing the tariffs which are currently applied to U.S. products entering Colombia. Colombia is an important market for U.S. raw cotton. In 2010, the United States exported more than 230,000 bales of raw cotton to Colombia with an estimated value of $100 million. With an 80% market share, the United States is the primary supplier of imported cotton to the Colombian market. With the FTA in place, the United States will be well positioned to capture a significant portion of growth in Colombia's demand for cotton fiber.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In 2010, textile exports of predominantly cotton products from the United States to Colombia totaled $56 million. During the same year, the United States imported $165 million in predominantly cotton textile products from Colombia. Under the provisions of the Andean Trade Promotion Act, Colombian apparel products containing U.S. components enter the United States duty-free. However, the failure to approve the FTA in a timely manner and the uncertainty associated with the need to extend the Andean Trade Pact while the administration and Congress consider the FTA has disrupted trade and caused U.S. exporters of cotton yarn and fabric to lose business to Asian sources.